An Emotional Affair, Volume 1, Part 10. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Proverbs 4:23. Lola's flight from Lagos landed at the Nnamdi Azikiwe International Airport in Abuja by 10:15 on the Tuesday morning. She had only hand luggage, so she didn't have to wait for any baggage at the baggage claim. She sent Bolu a message to tell him that she had arrived safely. He responded in good time with, "Praise God!" It was her first time in Abuja and she wasn't familiar with the airport. She asked another passenger about where to get a taxi. At the taxi rank, she was approached by a man with a sign for Lily, Divine Interiors. He said he was from Danny Premier Estates and he would be taking her to the hotel. Lola sighed, a little annoyed at Danny and at herself for allowing him to call her Lily. He had spoiled the name for her now, which had treasured memories of times with her mother. She got in the private air-conditioned taxi without complaint and enjoyed the 30 minutes drive to Danny's hotel in the heart of Abuja. The Grand Menage Hotel was situated in the popular Wuze 2 district with close access to shopping centers and eateries. It was a 4-star hotel considered an affordable alternative to some other bigger star hotels in the area. Lola wondered how rich Danny would have to be to own such an enterprise. She hadn't imagined staying in any place so grand on this trip. Lola was well attended to when she arrived at the hotel and was checked into one of the executive suites on the 5th floor. She dropped her small carry-on luggage on the queen-size bed and had a quick look around. The room was exquisite, furnished to a high standard, and had a great view of the city. She had never been in any place so rich, even during her honeymoon. "Don't get all excited now. You're only here for business, so don't get too comfortable," she said out loud to herself. But she hadn't seen the bathroom yet. She gasped when she saw the massive tub and the mini steam shower room. The room was indeed built for luxury. "Okay, think. What are you supposed to do first?" She prompted herself to think of the business of the day. It was now after 11 and she had arranged to meet Danny at noon, so she had some time to spare. She couldn't resist. She decided to have a soak in the tub. There was a knock on the door, stirring Lola from her trance. The hot bubble bath had knocked her out and she lost track of time. "I'm coming," she called out as she got out of the tub and put on the bathroom robe. When she got to the hotel room door, she asked, "Who is it?" "It's me," Danny said. "What is it?" Lola asked, stalling for time, wondering if she should quickly dress up or if the long white bathroom robe was decent enough. "Let me in." "I'm not decent. Hold on," she said, removing the robe and looking for something to wear. "Just throw on a robe," Danny said, sounding a little impatient. Lola wore the robe again, deciding it would suffice, and opened the door for Danny. She was surprised to behold his tall, broad-shouldered frame. Why did he look so tall? She wondered, and she stepped aside for him to come in. Then she realized it was the first time she had seen him without wearing heels. Then she also realized that she wasn't wearing any makeup either, and immediately felt self-conscious about her appearance. "Why do you care what you look like?" a familiar voice in her head asked rightly. "You don't still fancy him, do you?" "I thought I'll meet you downstairs," Lola said, a little nervous. Danny smiled with pleasure as he took in the scene. Lola looked unbelievably enticing in the bathrobe, fresh from the bath. Her skin still glowed with moisture from the heat of the bath water, which caused her to sweat as her body cooled, and she was so radiantly and flawlessly beautiful, even without makeup and her hair contained in a shower cap. He felt his body rush with desire. This was a bad idea. Coming up to her room, he couldn't remember why he came up after all. "I just wanted to make sure you are all settled in and that you've got everything you need," Danny said by way of explanation. Moments later, two stewards were at the door and Danny remembered why he'd come up. "Enter," he said. They walked in carrying two identical bouquets of lilies, quite like the ones Lola had received yesterday at her office. The stewards placed one bouquet on each side of Lola's bed and then departed. Lola looked at them, stunned, and looked at Danny. What in the world was he thinking? She wondered, holding her robe tighter. Sensing her question, he asked, "I thought they would add a special touch to the room." Danny coughed and looked down at his hands sheepishly. "And it's also my way of saying sorry." "Sorry for what?" Lola asked, baffled by Danny's boyish behavior. Danny sat on her bed, making her even more uncomfortable. "For calling your boss. I know it was a low blow, but I didn't want you to change your mind about coming on this trip." "Why was it so important to you that I come?" Lola asked, standing by the bathroom entrance, where she felt much safer. "First, you deserve it. You really are great at what you do, and I'm glad I found you for the job. This is a good business opportunity for you, and I wouldn't want you to give it up, just because you think there may be something in it for me personally." Lola raised an eyebrow. "And second?" Danny stood up from the bed and took a few steps closer to Lola. "There's something about you, lady, that makes me want to know you more. I know you're married and all that, but I can't help how I feel. I just thought this would be a nice opportunity to get to know you, the real you, you know? So you sent me those flowers yesterday, right?" Lola asked, looking for the nearest exit. Danny was getting too close to her, and she wasn't sure how to deal with it, but to run. Danny simply nodded, taking another step closer. "I won't apologize for how I feel, Lily. If you don't feel the way I do, I promise I'll leave you alone." "Please go," Lola said with all the strength she could muster. Her heart and mind were in conflict, and she wasn't thinking straight anymore. He had to go so she could think through what he had just revealed to her. "Please." Danny was close enough to touch her now, and Lola shivered from both desire and fear. He stepped back and took a deep breath. "I'll go. I'll wait for you downstairs in the lobby. Welcome to Abuja, Lily." Lola leaned on the wall for support as Danny walked out of her hotel room and shut the door. Oh my, what has she gotten herself into? And what was with Danny? Was he genuine? Had he really almost sabotaged her job simply to save her career? And did he really think he could win her heart from her husband? What kind of a woman did he think she was? Lola took in some deep breaths to calm herself down. She was shaken, and part of it was from her own feelings of desire, which had resurfaced the moment she saw him. His apology had done the work of melting her heart again. How could she handle him professionally when he had just disarmed her in the worst way? The sweet scent of the lilies filled the room and drew Lola's attention to the flowers he had just delivered. Danny was one charmer, a real romantic. If she was not married, she would definitely have fallen for him by now. Could she manage the next 3 days with him, now that he had made his intentions clear? And what about Baloo and the promise she had made to tell him the moment Danny does anything fishy? Her job was at stake, and she knew if she told Baloo, she would be walking out on the job and the opportunity. She couldn't tell him. She would just have to handle it. "Oh God, help me," she prayed. Lola was still wrestling with her feelings when a call came through on her mobile. It was Baloo. "Hey hon, how are things going?" he asked. "Fine honey," Lola responded, trying to sound as cheerful as possible. "Have you seen the properties yet?" "No, not yet. We're just about to go," Lola said. "Oh, okay. Everything okay, I hope?" Baloo inquired. "Yes, dear, everything's fine. Thanks for checking on me." "No problem, darling. I'll call you tonight. I love you." "I love you too," Lola replied. She cut the call and swallowed hard. "Pull yourself together," Lola chastised herself for her weakness towards Danny. "You're a professional. You can do this." Lola got on her knees and prayed. She asked God for more strength and grace. She asked him for wisdom to manage the situation and to keep Danny at bay. She thanked him for her job and his provision through this opportunity. When she arose, she was more comported and confident in her ability to handle Danny. She quickly dressed up and put on her usual modest makeup before heading for the elevator to go to the lobby. Danny looked at his watch. It was now 1 p.m. What was taking Lily so long to come down? He wondered if he should go up again, but knew that it might not work out for the best, so he stayed waiting. When she eventually came down, she looked classy in the smart black pants and white satin blouse she had on. It was obvious she was trying to make herself look less attractive to him, but as far as he was concerned, that wasn't possible. "You look gorgeous," he greeted her as she came within earshot of him. Now that he had revealed his true interest, he wasn't going to shy away from the compliments and romantic gestures. He had her to himself for the next 3 days, and that was all the time he needed to make her his. He stretched out his hand to take hers, but she didn't reciprocate. "Can we keep this professional, please?" Lola said, looking at him straight in the eyes with the boldness of a lioness. "My husband is a lawyer, and if you so much as try anything funny with me, I'll be slapping you with a sexual harassment suit." Danny withdrew his hand and bit his lower lip. This was going to be slightly tougher than he had expected. He couldn't help but grin, though. Her no-nonsense attitude was a mad turn-on. "No problem. Our ride is waiting," Danny said, with tongue in cheek. "I hope you don't mind if we ride in the same car." Lola didn't answer him, but simply followed him to the entrance of the hotel, where Danny's driver was parked waiting. It was a blue 2010 Acura RL. The driver opened the back door for Lola, and Danny got in on the other side. He gave his driver instructions, and they were on their way. To be continued.